Martin.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene no longer suffering from a sore throat and Chris with a fixed tooth, I don't want to get into that because anyone who has dental work, you know that it's like the Dark Ages going into those places.
Oh, boy.
I think we need E.T. to come down and help us with our dental problems on this planet. Because how many people, let's talk about this for a second, what percentage of the world population, how many people have really good teeth without constant cleaning, without getting cavities? How come teeth are so imperfect?
Well, it's one of the main reasons why Native Americans died back prior to, you know, the white man's coming into the new world. A lot of Indians, for instance, would grind corn with metates, which are, you know, kind of concave-shaped stones, and then they would grind corn with another stone against stone, and the small bits of rock would get in the grain, and they'd break their teeth. And once you lost your teeth, that was it, you know. You couldn't have somebody chew your food for you. So that was one of the main reasons why people died so young.
And nowadays, we just have imperfect teeth.
Yeah.
Now, I read an article the other day saying that you shouldn't pay large amounts of money to clean the teeth of your family dog. You know, they have dog dentists.
Yeah.
That
just give them a milk bone.
Give them a milk bone, right. Now, our dog has perfectly fine teeth. And he gets bones, you know, he gets rawhide bones and milk bones, or some equivalent. Right. And he seems to do fine. Although my wife does use doggy toothpaste on him.
Oh, gosh. You kidding?
You ask any dedicated dog owner about caring for a pet. Well, you've seen him. He deserves to be taken care of, right?
Yeah, just give him a big old, go to the butcher and grab some big old beef bones and just let him chew on those for a couple of days, and that cleans his teeth nice.
Well, that's kind of sort of what he gets here, but she gives him the added attention, you know.
Well,
I'm not going to complain. He's fairly well behaved for dogs.
He's such a sweetie.
He really is. You see, you've met him. He hung out with you.
Yeah.
You were doing a show, and he was right there hanging out and listening.
Yeah, he seems pretty smart, really intelligent, good little watchdog.
Yep, yep. That's why you hear him barking occasionally on the show.
Right.
He has a loud, piercing bark. I call it a tenor bark.
Yeah.
Because he gets...
Well, I think oftentimes he's editorializing as well. He's hearing something that he's not... either he's not too sure about and needs to put his own two cents in, or he's just totally disagreeing with what you're saying.
Well, it's half and half with him. I guess I'm doing okay. You know, seriously, folks, we at the PowerCast get lots of letters from listeners. We got one from someone the other day who, another person who was upset over the fact that we allegedly criticized Art Bell upon his short-term return to radio. And I still don't think we criticized him more than in a very general way, which is, number one, in show business, comebacks are very difficult. You can't always rest on your laurels. And evidently he had some business issues with SiriusXM that were not resolved, and that's why his show was on just for a few weeks. I think our biggest comment about Art Bell has been that he allowed people with less than stellar credentials or facts to get on the show and wasn't critical of them. So some of the people that you and I have heard about, like Richard Hoagland and Stephen Greer and other people, they were very famous on the original Art Bell Coast to Coast radio show. And they get on there and they make all sorts of claims, particularly Hoagland, and he really wouldn't refute them. And maybe it was fun to listen to. People come on there with wacky stories. I heard a story once. Someone gets on the air, and they claim to be Jim Morrison of the Doors. Now, most of us know that Jim Morrison died at the age of 27, which is very significant in the rock and roll universe. You know, Janis Joplin died at 27. Other artists did as well. He died at the age of 27 in France, I believe. Is that correct, Chris?
Yeah, okay. In Paris.
Okay. So, of course, there are rumors every so often that Jim Morrison is actually alive and he faked his death. Someone gets on the air with Art Bell and says, "I'm Jim Morrison." How do you dispute him? You know, I'm sure anybody who read the personal history of him, of Morrison, could probably get on there and pretend to be him. Now, that disappeared after a while. That guy disappeared. But that's the kind of stuff he had. Right. And it was fun to listen to.
I mean, it's like Entertainment Tonight, coast to coast. I mean, anyone who's serious about these subjects is not going to get their information from coast to coast. Occasionally, they'll have a guest that's fascinating, definitely worth listening to, has some new information and possibly a new brand of insight. The programs that George Knapp hosts, I think, by and large, are all worth listening to. In fact, my own personal appearances on Coast to Coast are always with George Knapp. I prefer his style of investigative reporting and radio hosting than the other hosts that they have.
Well, George Knapp is a straight-ahead broadcast journalist with real credentials. He's won real awards. And he has a smart interviewing technique. And he stands way far and above that other host on Coast to Coast. And I think, if anything, they should be offering a job for him to be the full-time host. I think it would be a much better show.
No, but he has a real job.
Yes, he does. As a broadcast reporter. I bet, though, being on a network radio show 5 days a week, he'd get more money.
Probably would.
You know.
Yeah, but he's been at, was it KSLV, I think, the NBC affiliate there in Las Vegas. He's been on there, I think, almost 30 years now.
You know, that's also amazing, by the way, that somebody can be on a TV show for so many years. Actually, it's KLAS-TV. In Las Vegas, and he's from New Jersey, George Knapp. I looked him up. Okay, what can I tell you? I know everything, but I'm saying, yeah, that kind of show lends itself to being entertaining. People, maybe they work late or they get up early, or they're driving home, they're in a truck, and they hear some fascinating discussion. And what we object to is when they present fakers as presenting or offering factual information, and they'll hit back with at least a few pointed questions.
Yeah.
You see, the dogs are acting up again.
They're agreeing with you, and they're going. They're totally agreeing with you.
Well, you see, only dogs agree with me, by the way. So anyway, we have certainly respect for Art Bell's success. I wish him well. Our criticism, once again, is that he has allowed fakers and frauds to get on his show without giving them the proper criticism, and that's the problem. All right. Today we've got a guest returning for the second time. One of our more popular shows back in 2012 featured Thomas Fusco, and he's author of a book called Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. Which is one of those, I guess, one-size-fits-all concepts?
Yeah, it's a big picture, you know, lots of things under one umbrella. It's kind of hard to describe. That's why we're going to have him on the show, to kind of get reacquainted with his grand scheme, all one-size-fits-all theory.
Well, it's certainly fun to talk about it, to see what led him to that conclusion. And maybe some of the things that he's learned along the way since the last time he was on the show. He's Thomas Fusco. The book, again, Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. We can all use one of those. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As I said in our first segment on the Paracast, back in 2012 when Thomas Fusco joined us for a session, it was one of our most well-received shows. He's author of a book called Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. Now, as people know on the Paracast, sometimes we get involved in a person's background and credentials before we get into what they do. And we've had a few reasons why that's so, and one of them is because one of our very frequent guests on the show fellow named Phil Imbrogno told us about all the degrees he had from MIT, and we figured after some investigation that the only MIT credentials he had, other than the T-shirt that he bought from somebody's shop, were the ones that he printed on his inkjet printer, or maybe his Xerox solid ink printer, which really makes good degrees, by the way, if you want to fake a degree. Not that I've ever done that.
He even had an MIT class ring made.
Yeah, he did. But you can get those made without actually physically proving that you went to MIT.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, Thomas Fusco, one thing I notice here is that you avoid that because you don't tell us what your educational background is. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, yeah, there's a number of reasons. And you know, this is a topic that's worthy of discussion, that's for sure. When we're talking about alternative theories, you know, it's tough to find a qualification for that. You know, there's in physics alone, there's numerous different divisions, different types of fields where, for example, someone who is into material physics, that's what they went to school for, knows almost nothing about particle physics and vice versa. You know, and you get into the kind of situations where, like you were talking about, where people want to bring forward their qualification and say, gee, because I have these kinds of degrees, you ought to listen to me. And, you know, we have doctorates, let's say, you know this, in the UFO community, that just because they're a doctor doesn't mean anybody necessarily is going to believe in UFOs just because of that. So, for my end, what I normally find is that people who want to focus on the messenger really have trouble with the message, but are not qualified, or for whatever reason, they don't want to debate those particular issues. They want to go after the messenger. And it really wouldn't matter if I had a physics degree from God. The person who wants to throw stones would just simply move to a different target. And that's pretty much all it is. What I do tell people is this, is that I have at least the academic credentials of Nikola Tesla. And people can go look it, up that up, and if they don't like that, they ought to go home and disconnect themselves from the power grid that Nikola Tesla invented. Because he just simply doesn't have the qualifications to power their house. So I want the conversation to be focused on my work and not on me.
Well, I should point out here that if we were going to expect certain credentials to run a multinational corporation, where would Steve Jobs have fit in? He never actually enrolled in college. I think he audited some classes. That was it, folks. And his success is amazing. So maybe that's an argument against going for advanced degrees. I don't know.
Well, the other problem that you have is, let's face it, one of the subjects which is a primary theme of this genre is the paranormal phenomena. Mainstream physicists don't want to go there. They wouldn't want to give their credentials or even their identity because it could be damaging to their career. And plus the fact those people are so indoctrinated in the mainstream way of thinking that some of the things that they've learned that were quote-unquote gospel truths are the very things that block their thinking from looking into areas where there might actually be solutions but are far from the mainstream as far as, you know, the kind of areas that they have to go into.
I wonder also this extreme specialization you see in science and even in medicine, does that cause tunnel vision? You know, you're so invested in this area of your expertise that anything that extends into another field, you may not see it.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, there are so many different divisions in physics. I mean, there's biophysics, there's geophysics. I just read an article a number of months ago in Scientific American where a materials physicist went to a convention where they had theoretical physicists talking about string theory. And he was completely lost. And when he was talking to those attendees about his work, the theoretical physicists were completely lost. They didn't really know basically almost step one of what each other was involved in and the specialized knowledge necessary for it.
Yeah, right? So imagine how the average person feels when they're trying to get up to speed in science in general. We know so much right now, and we've uncovered so much scientific information that I think the average person has been left far behind in the dust. That's why we see a rise, I think, in magical thinking. People are so just separated from this, you know, state of the art in terms of scientific knowledge that that they just revert back to more primal, archetypal, magical thinking.
Absolutely. So, and people need to keep in mind, we're also in an era where, because of the mass media and the internet and the various types of, how would I say it, sensationalism is very popular. So we actually do have some mainstream physicists who are actually presenting these kinds of magical fantasies to the public, when in fact they know in themselves that these things are very speculative and have no foundation at all in solid physics, and yet they're, you know, they're getting a lot of traction and making money and popularity. There's one who is on the TV quite often, and I won't mention his name. Everybody knows who it is.
I kind of think you already did.
Uh-huh. You know, he constantly talks about the multiverse and dinosaurs that could be on the next frequency right next to us, like tuning a radio. And the cat knows that it's 98% of what he's talking about is nonsense. But he gets a lot of press, and he's getting a lot of mileage off of it, and he's, you know, he's making money.
Well, he's turned himself into a personality.
No.
No disrespect, but he's turned himself into a personality. He gets on the shows. And remember, too, when you bring a scientist on a TV show or a radio show, unless they're a long-form show like the PowerCast is, and there are only a few shows like us around the world, if it's not a long-form show, they've got 5 minutes to make their point. So they have to use short sentences, simple, generic explanations, and a little sensationalism, so, of course, people will remember you when the show is over. We have someone who's going to have some memorable stuff to talk about. As we progress here, Thomas Fusco joining Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Thomas Fusco joining us on the Paracast, and we're going to get down and dirty into his book, Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. So, Thomas, I think we're painting the fundamentals here. Scientists have tunnel vision, or maybe they want to get on TV, so therefore they will tailor their viewpoints or their presentation to appeal to the masses, not to serve science. You with me so far, right?
Oh, absolutely. And everybody in that community knows what's going on, and it's kind of like a thing where they're playing footsies under the table and winking at each other. They know what's happening.
Okay, so what does that do in terms of, shall we say, screwing up science if things are done for show business rather than for the sake of discovering how our universe works and how individual things operate?
Well, I think for the rank-and-file individual, for the vast majority of people, science, especially when you get into the deep stuff like physics and cosmology, is extremely complex. And for most people, it's what we might call an NFZ. It's a no-fun zone. There's a lot of hard work and learning, and it's very dry and it's very pragmatic. And so I think that the scientific community, for the most part, realizes that they're never actually going to, convert the general public's thinking by and large to a state of mind that's very acceptable and receptive of deeper science. So they're used to putting out these sensationalized statements that get the public's imagination fired. The ones that are in the public limelight are very consciously aware of this. One example, everywhere you read or see on TV, they all talk about this dark matter, for example, as if it's absolutely a fact. Or the multiverse, which is very exciting to a lot of different interests and genres. They'll talk about it like it's an absolute fact. when in fact the multiverse idea is pure speculation. And the dark matter issue, they all know that they have no proof of the existence of this. And yet they'll talk about it like it's a foregone conclusion. You know, not only to simplify things, but to increase that sensationalism. And the more attention the scientific community gets, and the more support it gets, the more funding it gets. And so a lot of the motivation runs along those lines. People forget that there is a distinction between the discipline of science and scientists. Scientists are just as human as the rest of us and have the same kinds of agendas and ulterior motives and concerns that any other human does, whereas science itself is a pure discipline, if you follow the difference I'm saying.
Isn't it also a problem of getting grants? I mean, if you want to make a living, and a college professor may not be a particularly rich person, if you get a grant to do some research, you make some extra money.
Absolutely. And that also works very, very powerfully towards mainstream physicists not getting involved in areas like the paranormal or the supernatural. I just recently had a conversation, in fact, with a gentleman out in California who had come up with some aspects of a very interesting theory. And there were certain spiritual overtones to it. But it was very good work. And he begged me not to publicize it, to mention his name in any way, because he actually works for a corporation who's under contract with a division of the federal government. And he said, absolutely not. Don't mention my name. You never talk to me. You don't know who I am. Because I'm planning to retire in about a year and a half, and then I can begin to go public with these ideas.
Oh, so we have to be politically correct. And if we're not, well, for example, Dr. McDonald in the 1960s, when he spoke out in favor of the reality of UFOs, he didn't feel the love.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, one of the things that we'll be talking about today, and it's important for people to understand this, is that the modern paradigm of mainstream physics, for a variety of reasons, is what we might call materialism. They call it physicalism, but it's actually materialism. And that is that everything, that all of reality is material. Everything is physical. That there is no such thing as anything that lies outside of physical. The physical universe is reality, and reality is the physical universe. And when you argue, as I do, that reality is bigger than the physical universe, that there are aspects to reality that are not physical, not only do you get into some strange problems with peer pressure and with...
You got a dartboard on your backside.
But also, where scientists don't provide their own funding, corporations do, governments do, certain institutions do, and they're all interested in one thing, and that is a material return on their investment. They want something tangible. They want to be able to pick it up, use it, look at it, shoot it, launch it. This is what they want. When you start talking about things that aren't material, you know, you're not on the most favored nation list, that's for sure.
All right. Let's go to the beginnings of your theories here. Did you have a eureka moment somewhere in your life where you said, you know what, I'm going to come up with this book, Behind the Cosmic Veil, and my vision of reality? How did it develop?
Well, you know, I had some experiences in my late teens and early 20s. As you know, I don't talk about them on air. But, you know, they were, one might call them supernatural in nature. One might call them parapsychological. But the reality of them caused me to call into question the model of reality that I was taught in physics, that the models that we have of what reality is doesn't really accommodate or explain these types of what people would call paranormal or supernatural phenomena. Now, of course, when you experience it yourself, you're not doing some sort of an armchair quarterbacking, wondering, you know, whether it occurs or not. These events do occur, and they are natural occurrences. They've been reported and have been going on for generations and generations before there was any kind of technology that was available that they could be attributed to in any form. So these are naturally occurring events that must conform to the laws and principles that govern the greater universe in which those events occur. And if the current models do not accommodate it, do not explain it, then the current models are either insufficient, they're lacking something, or they're incorrect. There's something faulty about them. So that's what spurred me to come up with a new conceptual model of reality that would accommodate scientific findings. It would explain scientific anomalies that we have, and would also incorporate what we call paranormal and supernatural.
Now, one of the things we see in science is if something doesn't fit within their framework, it's just as convenient to say, hey, this does not exist. Since it doesn't exist, we don't have to pay attention to it. We don't have to change our beliefs. We don't have to give up on that lucrative grant. Thomas Fusco joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we have Thomas Fusco. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil, A New Vision of Reality. So you're looking at it from the other end, that we have things going on that appear to be real. Let's figure out why they're happening and how it integrates with our vision of reality. We don't have many visions of reality. We have an overall vision of reality that encompasses all this stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And one of the evidences, I would say, or one of the arguments that leads myself and some other people in the field in this direction is that the mainstream physical paradigm in science is that for every physical observation, for every physical effect that we observe, and if we can observe it and measure it, it has to be physical. There must also be a physical cause located in the same physical universe. And so this paradigm has worked very well for hundreds of years. But over the last couple decades, particularly the last several decades from the 80s on, our instrumentation has become so good at measuring and detecting things that we are actually running out of material causes. We have more physical effects than we have physical causes to attribute to it. And so a perfect example is this idea where we've discovered that there's 85% more gravitational effect that we can observe in the physical universe than there is physical mass to cause it. And so being in a physical paradigm, we have to come up with a material that contained in the physical universe to accommodate this effect. And so physics makes up this imaginary substance called dark matter, and they just add as much as they need to balance the formula. And they have absolutely no evidence it exists, but in their minds it must exist because there cannot be anything that exists outside the physical.
What is dark matter at all? What is what we consider the conventional definition of dark matter? Or is it something other than the name of a radio show from Don Ecker called Dark Matters? What is dark matter other than a catch-all place to put everything you can't figure out?
Well, in a sense, that's what it is. In other words, the paradigm is everything in reality has to be physical. And so here we have this effect that traditionally we believe that mass bends the space around it and produces this effect that's called gravity. Now, here we have all these observations of gravity where we have no visible mass adjacent to it, or what we call local to the effect. So The only solution is to make up an imaginary substance that would explain the mass that has to be causing the gravitational effect. We have no evidence that such mass exists. In fact, one
right, but science says it has to be there.
Well, yeah, materialism says it has to be there. And so our science is being focused down this tunnel that everything has to be material. And consequently, that that also is a discouragement towards studying things like paranormal phenomena, because here again, we have a collection of observations for which there is no direct physical observable cause local to the effect. And so, yeah, anything outside of materialism, here be monsters. So we just make up what we need. Dark energy is another thing that we've simply made up. Supersymmetry is another aspect of physics that we just simply made up, because we have these aberrations, these anomalies that we observe, and we have no detectable physical cause. And so, since everything must be physical, we just simply make up some physical substance that would explain it.
Okay, then, if we're just making up something to explain things we don't understand, how do we find what's really happening?
Well, the first thing is kind of do what Tesla did with the electron and alternating current, is to just kind of look at it for what it is. In other words, what Tesla did, everybody was working on direct current. At the time, and they knew that passing electrons through a device would make it operate if the device was designed correctly, like a light bulb. So the more electrons you pass through, the more work that it could do. And Tesla just looked at it for what it was and said, well, you know, it's okay to push these electrons through, but nobody ever said it couldn't be the same electron that you keep pushing back and forth through the device, and it'll do the same thing. Just kind of looking at it for what it was, instead of going down a preconceived path. So for me, when we look at the evidence, all observations that we have in the physical universe, to me there is a strong indication there that there is an aspect of reality that lies beyond the physical, and that it is somehow connected to the physical because it causes physical effects, and yet it's not physical itself. So in this particular kind of a model, we have what we would call a scope or a range of reality that only part of it covers the physical. And then once we get to luminosity, the light speed, which is the upper end of the physical universe, there must be something that exists beyond it, but that is still connected to the physical. This other realm, so to speak, has gone by many names. Plato was one of the first ones to talk about it in a concise philosophical way. He called it forms.
Would you say that again? He called it what?
Forms. That's our English translation, forms. He believed that there were these non-physical blueprints from which physical objects were materialized. And this idea is also reflected very strongly in the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's called the wisdom of God. In the New Testament, the English translations say the word of God, but the underlying Greek is logos, which is, we don't have an exact English equivalent. It's a Greek philosophical term. It means matrix, structure, order, thought, mind, pattern, that kind of an idea. When we get into the modern era, we're talking about mainstream physicists, not fringe, but mainstream highly respected physicists that in the 20th century dished up their own version of this idea. David Bohm, one of the most prominent physicists of the 20th century, had an idea that he called implicate order. And he said this was not physical, but it contained basically the blueprint for everything that was physical. And he said implicate order gave rise to the explicate order, time, space, matter, and energy, which is that materialistic aspect of reality. John Wheeler called it pre-geometry. Same kind of concept. David Finkelstein called it coherent superpositions. And so here we have some very strong scientific thought considering this kind of extra-physical or extra-dimensional aspect of reality. My particular version of it is called supergeometry. And I use those terms for a couple of reasons. Number one, geometry is an existing term that the average person can wrap their head around, so to speak. They get what geometry is, not an obscure or, a novel term. And then super is a conventional prefix that's used in physics and chemistry to label a superset of a system that they're studying. So since whatever pattern might exist outside the physical universe, it would be a superset of the geometry that we have inside the physical. And hence the name supergeometry or supergeometrics.
Now, I'm going to give you the devil's advocate response to that. Is Thomas Fusco just doing what the scientists are doing, inventing something to accommodate something that isn't understood? So they talk about dark matter, and then you have your particular interpretation. This may be a response you're going to have here that will extend beyond this segment, but maybe get a start on it.
Well, it's a very valid question. And a lot of the quote-unquote alternative theories that we are exposed to simply take the puzzle pieces that are laying on the table and try to arrange them in a different way.
Before we arrange this show in a different way, we have to do this. We have Thomas Fusco joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.